Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I'm so glad that you found the time to be able to join me for these next few moments as we continue a message I began a few days ago on understanding spiritual warfare. And let me begin by sharing a passage in 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, and I want to read let me read 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So the Bible tells us that Satan is the ruler of the unsaved. There's a passage in 1 John, the 5th chapter, and verse 19, that says, "And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness." So Satan is the ruler, even though one of his greatest ways of deception is to cause people that are unsaved and out in the world think that he doesn't exist, and actually they're doing what they choose to do, that they are a free agent and they're doing what they desire, but they don't understand that they are actually his servants and slaves. He is the adversary of mankind. 1 Peter 5 and 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Satan was an angel in heaven until he was cast out of heaven because of his rebellion, because of his sin. And he was so influential, he was able to persuade one-third of the angelic host to go to his side. He attempted to overthrow God, but it makes you wonder how smart he is. He failed. Of course he would fail. He was a created being. But he lost his beautiful station in heaven and became the avowed enemy of God, which is why he hates you and I so much, because God loves us so much. His character, beloved, is that of a murderer. He delights in destroying. And all we have to do is look around us at today's world and see how well he's accomplishing that. He uses lies and deceit to lead people astray. And when they have succumbed to his wiles, he pays them off in tragedy and sorrow, heartache, and eventually eternal death for those who reject God. He is the author of all sin and suffering in this earth. Revelation 12, 7 through 9 says, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." And in Romans, the 5th chapter, verse 12, the word says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, that all have sinned." And so, beloved, Satan is the instigator. He is the ruler of the unsaved. He is the adversary of mankind. It says in Peter that he goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's no respecter of persons. Satan was an angel in heaven until he was cast out of heaven because of his rebellion. He attempted to overthrow God, but he failed, and he lost his high estate in heaven because of his rebellion. He became an avowed enemy of God. Satan wants to do everything he can to destroy every trace of goodness and righteousness in the earth. His works are always counterproductive. He counterfeits that which is spiritual, trying to deceive the unlearned and unwary. He is characterized in the Word of God as an angel of light. In other words, he comes over as he's benign and benevolent, but he is anything but. He does everything possible to destroy the effect of the words of Christ. He hinders the cause of Christ at every opportunity. He hates God, he hates Christ, and he hates you and I. He hates every Christian. Thus, he attempts to counterfeit the things that God does. He raises up false gods. He promulgates false religions. He brings false Christs into the world, as the Bible warns us about. He raises up false angels and false prophets. Satan is the god of false churches and the teacher of false doctrines. Now, if one were to view this scene from a strict natural perspective or point of view, it would seem as if there was nothing to be done over this powerful prince of darkness. And of course, that's exactly what Satan wants every Christian to believe. If he can get the Christian to doubt his or her position as a member of the body of Christ, if he can fill your heart with fear, with doubt, with uncertainty, or if he can do that with me, he has accomplished what he desires. A defeated Christian is a pathetic Christian. God understands our weakness. He understands our frailty. But oh, how his heart yearns for us to believe what the Word says about us. Someone who is defeated by the attacks of Satan is powerless to be effective in their own life, certainly for that of the gospel's sake. Nothing is more important, beloved, to you and I after we have experienced the new birth and the genuine baptism of the Holy Spirit than to recognize that this Christian walk is all-out warfare, beloved. I wish it was some other way, but beloved, that's the reality of this age and season in which we live. The Apostle Paul admonishes us to put on the whole armor of God. He details that in the 6th chapter of Ephesians. Why? So we may withstand all the wiles of the devil. Beloved, our weapons are not of a natural origin. They're not carnal, but our weapons are spiritual. God has given us ample scripture whereby we may claim through our faith that victory over every work of Satan. We're told in 1 John 3 and 8, to this end was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's complete. Nothing partial. He did a complete work. And, beloved, hear the word of the Lord. You may have heard it countless times before, but hear it with new revelation and understanding in Jesus' name. In Luke 10:19, Jesus said, he spoke to his literal physical disciples who were with him at the time, but recorded in the pages of the word for every succeeding generation until this present day, he said, you and I, beloved, behold, I've given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions. He wasn't talking about the literal physical scorpion or physical serpent. He was talking about our demonic foe and over all the power of the enemy. He clarifies it there. And nothing shall in any wise hurt you. And in the very next verse, Jesus explains what he means by serpents and scorpions, as I just shared. They are the demon spirits that he gave us power over. And Jesus cautioned that we should not boast We shouldn't rejoice because we have this power. We should never allow ourselves to be high-minded or egotistical in claiming and using this God-given power over Satan. That's why I shared those couple of verses from Jude and Peter, that even the angels themselves, Michael, who was high in power and authority and certainly much more skilled in spiritual warfare than we are, he will not bring railing accusations against Satan, but would say, "The Lord rebuke thee." So, beloved, Satan is going to and fro throughout this earth. Demon hordes are being released in increasing numbers, and they are doing everything they can, walking up and down in the earth, to create as much evil and havoc and chaos as possible. The Apostle Peter states, he tells us, "Beloved, you and I, be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour." That 1 Peter 5:8. And remember in Job, that first chapter, I've always loved the book of Job, that 6th and 7th verse, God says, "Hast thou considered my servant Job?" And for God's purposes, he allowed Satan to test Job to the absolute uttermost. But you know the end of the story, that's why God put that book in there, that in spite of how Satan attacks, and in spite of the fact Job did not have a clue, did not have understanding of what was going on, yet he trusted God. And beloved, that's the bottom line for you and I. "Yea, though God slay me, yet will we trust him." Satan will attack in ways which undermine the sure footing of the Christian unless we know how to recognize the way in which he works. You and I, beloved, should never be caught unawares of Satan's strategies and tricks, because the Bible tells us what to be on the lookout for, and he gives us in the Word detailed instructions how to withstand and overcome his attacks. Beloved, on tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to begin to share very specific ways in which the Satan does attack us, and I hope you'll be able to join me. If not, feel free to go to our website at any time. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But in the moments that remain, I invite you to write, share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,